Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Mingles, and you are listening to Building Fortunes Radio. That's Building Fortunes Radio, and we have a domain name by the same, buildingfortunesradio.com. And as we've been hosting our radio show for a really long time, what I do is I many times run across people and that are customers of ours that we really want to help them promote their businesses because they're loyal customers of ours, they're really hard workers, they have lots of integrity, and I find that in all instances they are really great people to work with. So if you are looking to do something with a home-based business, you'll want to hook up with people like the gentleman I'm going to introduce right now. His name is Ken Black. Ken Black and I have been working together for many, many years, and I've followed him through his traditional career where he owned a regular business. It was something to do with home inspections, and we helped him build websites for that, and we helped him promote his home inspection business. And then as he progressed, he decided he was going to sell that business, retire, let's say, kind of, from the traditional business world, and then move into the home-based business world where he moved physically, and also he's been plugging away at different home-based businesses, and we're here to help him in the transition from traditional business owner to network marketing business owner, and he's working with a specific company we're going to talk about a little bit later on. But as you're listening in, I want you to learn a little bit about Ken and some of his background, and then if you are looking, too, for something relative to a home-based business, you'll want to work with Ken as well. So, Ken, we've worked together for a really, you know, long time. I don't know what it's been. It's been many, 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 many years, and I've enjoyed working with you, and I want people to know about Ken Black. So go to buildingfortunesradio.com, find the Ken Black Show, and we're going to be talking about other things today, but I want them to learn a little bit more about you, Ken. So thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks. I just kind of started. I came out of the Army and into industry and spent about 8 years with one industry, worked up to become supervisor of 250 people. And then I just went out on my own after that because I just saw that I was probably not going to be compatible with industry in that respect. And so then I discovered that at the same time all this was going on, network marketing in the early 70s. And I've done several entrepreneurial projects, not all successful. And some of those things, you say, cut your losses and run, and that's what I did. But my first one was a honeybee business, and it was 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So I had a family to be around, and so I did not want to stay with that under those conditions, and were not able to find a trustful partner to do the work opposite of myself. So I sold to my competitor. Then sales training started with the field work in hearing aids, and this is where we need to go door to door and some of the similar things that Peter has talked about from time to time. And then into office work, and I trained a lady now who has owned that business, and she'll be retiring soon from it. Now to urban background and engineering, so I became a go-for inspector for an engineering firm. And I developed a separate home inspection business. And using the principles of network marketing, trained two men that were able to be inspectors and provided some residual income for me at that point, which Peter mentioned a little bit, I sold. And so I've retired and started out on a new adventure, I guess you would call it.
Wow. So you were in the home inspection business for quite a while, and then eventually you sold that. And then you decided to do something with home-based businesses, specifically with network marketing companies. What were some of the reasons? You know, what is, I guess I would probably say, what were some of your reasons Why? Because, again, you have a great level of being able to compare it from one to another. So why a network marketing? You could have done anything else, but you chose to do something in that arena.
Well, as I said, I discovered it in the 1970s and always thought it was an outstanding principle to work by, but I was involved in these other businesses, so to speak, and translated some of that training stuff into them, realizing that I call it an upside-down pyramid where you started and then you develop people up around you. And so as I saw that, in the back of my mind, I kept track of network marketing businesses that I thought I might like to attach myself to.
Perfect. So in reference then, you decided that you were going to join with a specific company. So I know you've done several things before, but recently you've been working with a specific company. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Niloxone.
Sure.
Is the actually goes by the product and the name of the company at the same time. And what happened was it turned out to be my sponsor now, but I just saw one of his advertisements over the internet. And I have neuropathy of my feet, and so I said, I need somebody or some way to stop that because my medication, I do not want to take it any longer. And so Naloxone, I ordered the product, and it stopped it within probably 2 weeks, and it was fairly severe. So I said, hey, one of my principles is to buy it wholesale if you can. And so I figured that out, and so through that, it like is one of the one of the best compensation plans put together, and looked like the good leaders in that. And I thought, well, why not just try to expand on that issue? So it's Niloxone. It's now under the umbrella of Lamaxa. I'm sorry. And because that just changed about a month ago, so I'm trying to get used to that.
So you started off with being exposed to the nature of the product, having a personal need, using the product, having it work for you, and then you became a distributor, and now you're going to be building that business as well. The product that you started using, was it something you ingest? Is it something you spray on? Is it something you rub on? How do you use the product on, I think you said, your feet?
There's a combination. Actually, the first part of the product was in a gel, and so I got the gel, and that's how I started. But then I understand that learning more about it, there was a spray to spray in your mouth and ingest it that way, and that just kind of affected your whole body. And not only that, is it if you learn about it and go to the website, you find out it has to do a derivative of cobra venom, and the researcher on that has been working on that for about 20 years, and has over 100 years of experience as far as cobra venom is concerned. But everybody gets scared a little bit about cobra venom, but in this case, the product has been diluted 10,000 times. And as a result of that, the federal FDA declared it a homeopathic medicine. And so no prescriptions, no side effects, there's nothing to it. And either way, so you have a roll-on, or a spray, or a gel.
So you started to use the gel, but you, like you said, there's other forms, and you started to use it, and then you noticed a difference within a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
And then, so the pain just kind of went away?
What did you notice? It was complete. It went away.
Wow.
Like I call it, dissolved. but in my case, others have been differently, but my case is that I have to continually... I use the spray about four times a day, and that keeps me satisfied. If I don't do that, particularly at night when you're trying to sleep, the pain comes back and it bothers. So just a regular use like you would take any other type of medicine in that respect.
So you notice that when you use it consistently, it works for you, and if you skip a dose or a session or a serving, that yes. The pain will come back.
Yes, it will.
So you've been
and
able to,
so then
go ahead.
The other added part of that is my wife has extreme pain, back pain, and has neuralgia and over her whole body. So we just started doing the spray herself, and she's been able to reduce her opiates and things by about half at this point.
Oh my gosh!
The doctor was scared. Doctor was scared to give it to her the original dose altogether. She's quite small and fragile, as he said, and so you know they're worried about putting out that kind of medication to people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's reduced hers by about half.
Well, that's amazing.
Excited about that.
That is really amazing. So for those people that are in pain, and there's a lot of people, Ken, you know, that are in pain on a regular basis, and they fight with the pain management of the opiates that you're referencing and just the different things. And I'm not in pain very frequently, but, boy, I had a surgery and I was in pain and I couldn't even think straight when I was in pain. I don't know how people manage it when they're on, you know, basically when pain is almost like a way of life or taking the drugs are almost like a way of life. So what you found is whether it's the stuff that you ingest or the stuff that you rub on has made a noticeable difference either to eliminate and or reduce the amount of pain pills that someone's taking, which could save them on money if they're spending it on money, but also probably handle some of the side effects of the pain pills or the painkillers themselves. Yeah. So, you know, anytime we talk about things like that, we always have to throw in the little disclaimer. Everybody's an individual. Everybody probably needs to, you know, consult a doctor. And you're not making any medical claims here, and the product doesn't make any medical claims, but the reality is for you, it seems like when you're taking it, it reduces, if not completely eliminates the pain, that does the same thing for your wife. Now, the odd thing is you mentioned a little bit earlier, and I'll just reinforce it. It mentions cobra venom, which is kind of interesting, you know, just from an interesting perspective, but it's been used for, I guess, centuries and refined by the company that you have as well. So do you want to speak a little bit about that?
It's one of the things that almost frightens you right to start with, and so I did a little bit of a background work on that. The issue when I was looking at it is there is a pain management doctor, and his testimony is on the website, and you can hear him talk about it. He was forced into recognizing by one of his colleagues and patients, actually, and in San Diego. And so I listened to his testimony and the results of his practice and how that affected it. And I said, well, you know, I've been dealing with a pain management doctor with my wife, not for me, but for my wife. And so I knew how they like to do things. anyway, I'm trying to think of it exactly right, but anyway, he shared the test one, and that's what convinced me to go ahead and just kind of try the product, without much other help and advice. And so I'm kind of rambling there. Sorry, sir.
No, you're doing fine. Yeah, no, the bottom line is you did a little bit of research, you tried it yourself, the stuff is working for you, you decided to become a distributor. So for those people listening in, you're listening to Ken Black, we're on Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back on the other end, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that he's doing to work with us to effectively help his business, as well as how you might be able to get involved as well. So we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com.
For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes radio show.
Okay, and we are back, and my name is Peter Mingles. You're listening to Ken Black, and we're on Building Fortunes Radio. You want to go to buildingfortunesradio.com, find the section that we have called the Ken Black Radio Show, and we're talking specifically today about a company that he started working with as a result of using their product. The product name is called Niloxin. The company just changed their name to something that begins with an L. I forget what it was, but they have several different products, some for humans and then some for pets. And I know that, I hate to say it like this, Ken, but I'm getting older. And as I'm getting older, I realize that, you know what, pain is a challenge. My knee hurts, you know, because I might have twisted, or maybe if I do something outside, I'm not using the same muscles that I used to. And I never thought I'd be saying that, but the reality is that, you know, sometimes pain hurts. And I know for me, if my knee is bothering me, it sometimes gets in the way of my sleep. So when I had a shoulder problem, that was, you know, earlier stuff, but pain is a regular thing for a lot of people. And to be able to use something without the debilitating side effects of some of the drugs, I think it would be really beneficial. So a lot of people might be wondering, is this stuff like super duper expensive? Or you mentioned stuff like cobra venom, or things along that line. Are the prices affordable? And what would it cost, say, for instance, if someone like you were to use it in a month? And I don't think you could put a price tag on pain relief, but does it cost you a small fortune, or is it something that's manageable?
Well, I think it's manageable because I use the spray, extra strength. There's two levels of strength. One is called regular strength, and the other extra strength has real original names. And I use that one, and it lasts about a month, and its retail price is $89. Mm-hmm. And that's cheaper than some of the medicines for my wife. We've been in it was about $300.
Wow.
Our insurance helped cut that a little bit, but not much. And so that gives you some idea, and that's the one that she's been able to eliminate altogether is that one. And it's actually the most powerful, so it's glad to do that. Because it becomes addictive. And the USA Today report, and I don't know how to refer that to on my website as such, but it's on there, and they talk about 100 million sufferers of chronic pain. And chronic pain is pain that persists itself in what they kind of think over consistently for over 3 months, where it becomes almost debilitating. And so, you know, when you start looking at that whole picture, that's what I looked at in terms of the possibility of this company being able to make an impact in around my surroundings and contacts I may make, and you helping me to make them even larger yet. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Wow. So it's a huge market because a lot of people are in chronic pain as the baby boomers get older and as senior citizens are retiring or whatever. And then lots of people work through it. So I don't know what the numbers are, but I would say there's a lot of people that could potentially use your product. You mentioned that by comparison, it's even less expensive sometimes than the insurance. And the stuff seems to work for you, and it works within a reasonable period of time. And you notice that when you take it, it works. And when you don't take it, maybe some of those pains come back. And besides you, it's made a measurable difference for your wife. So for anybody that's listening in, we want to make sure that if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, buildingfortunesradio.com. Find the section for the Ken Black Show. Reach out and contact him if you're interested in the product, because as network marketing companies, of course, sales of the product to people that are just regular customers are always important. But Ken, let's face it, when you're in pain and then you're not, and you're promoting the product, you probably want to share it with other people. So talk to us a little bit about building a business of, you know, distributors, and, you know, in the home-based business industry, we call it a downline. And is it expensive to get started from the business perspective? Like, does it cost you, you know, thousands or hundreds, or how would someone get started with you if they wanted to?
The cost is to start to get into the and see what it's all about is $10. And you get the whole website and everything else, the explorers, and then of course there's upgrades throughout the whole system. But there are advantages, but at least you can become a customer, and as a $10 allows you, you get the full website as if you're whatever kind of level. And
wow.
You can look around and see what's what, and it's an excellent website, and it's what I call it live, but whatever's going on in your business or whatever, it's instant results back basically on the website, so you can see what's going on in that aspect. And so that's what I think is important. And the other one is that you can ask me a little bit about Pet Pain Away. I just seen the testimonies. I don't have a pet as such, but I know that that's even bigger number of pets that have pain troubles too. So anyway, my phone number, is there a number to give out?
Yeah, absolutely.
At this time, 919-345-0154. And the web pages that they contact me or to go online just to see what you're talking about is www.kb.nyloxin.com. And you can do the same thing with kb.petpaintaway.com. And the umbrella company is Lumaxa, Lumaxa. And we do that at www.kb.lamaxa.com.
Excellent. So the phone number to reach you at is the 919-345-0154. And then
yes.
You have several different websites, KB standing for Ken Black. So one would be www.kbnyloxin.com. And then KB Pet painaway.com, and then Lumaxa. Lumaxa.
Yes. It's
perfect.
A dot in between all of those.
Got it. Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to put and make sure that we have. Is there a KB in front of the my nyloxin?
Yes.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll make
KB dot nyloxin. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to make sure we have those links up on the Building Fortunes Radio segment, too. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, find the Ken Black segment, and we'll make sure his contact information as well as a form for people to fill out that are interested in either the product or the opportunity. And, Ken, I'm amazed that in reference to building a profitable home-based business, to get started is just as simple as that $10. So for everyone that's listening in, if you're a pain, how would I say it any other way? Try the product. So call Ken, order a bottle from Ken, try it out, give it some time to work on you. It's worked for lots of people. It's probably one of the hottest opportunities that I see in the industry right now. And then for Pet Pain Away, gosh, think about, you know, the cost of stuff like that for your pets. and help the little of the big guys as far as their pain, and then also for everyone that you know. It's not an epidemic in the sake that it's a contagious virus, but the reality is there's a lot of people that you talk to that are in pain. Ken, I'm going to let you wrap it up. We have a minute or so before we finish, and then we'll post this up on Building Fortunes Radio for those people to be able to listen to again. Do you have any parting words for us?
Well, if you go to the site, you'll see a little, I don't know what you call them, but the side of the website says Doctor Trusted, and you can click on that, and then you'll get a little bit of a website of that. They're an organization out of Chicago that evaluates all these claims that people make about what they're doing. And
okay, perfect.
The other one, and the other part I didn't mention is that this product is a homeopathic drug that's registered with the FDA, so some of the medical claims can be made, where most of the things that are out there, you know, you have to really be careful on how you word it. So I'm not sure I'm very skilled in all of that, but at least you can tell what they're saying is legitimate.
Perfect.
I like
so
it.
So go check.
I like it.
Yeah, so, yeah, go check out the product, and I'm going to say thanks, Ken, for being here. We're going to come back soon. We're going to have some other information for you as well, talk about what Ken's doing to effectively build his business. We'll blend in some of the things that we're helping him with, and we're going to catch you next time. So you've been listening to Peter Mingles and Ken Black on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Ken. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.